locked down. Why? It's Thursday. It's crunch time. It's the last segment. What do you say we do this?
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The
lightning round! It's the last lightning round of 2018. Soon the ball will be dropping down. And that doesn't rhyme at all, but I don't care. The lightning round.
Ending the year on a low note for the the off the top of your head rhyme there. But as you said, it is the last lightning round of the year. We're going to look back on 2018 and some of the incredible sports moments. And a lot of firsts in 2018, a lot of firsts for their championships. The Eagles in February took on the Patriots, led by, of all people, Nick Foles, to the Eagles' first ever Super Bowl title. In April, in the franchise's only second Stanley Cup final appearance, Alex Ovechkin and the Washington Capitals got their Stanley Cup. Then earlier this month, Atlanta United, in only their second season in MLS, led by Joseph Martinez, who made an MLS record for goals in a single season, they win their first MLS Cup title. All of these teams had incredible runs. The Eagles had their MVP caliber quarterback replaced by league journeyman. The Capitals trailed in every single series they played in before finally able to take the monkey off their back, and they beat the Penguins and Atlanta United, only the second year that they ever existed. Which team, who was the best team to win their first title? The Eagles, the Capitals, or Atlanta United?
The best team. I think the Caps were. They were solid. I mean, the only reason we didn't think they'd win it, or one of the only reasons, is because they never win it. Philly was kind of out of nowhere because they had a backup, and I'm not going to even dignify Atlanta United with an answer. So I'm going with OV and the Caps.
Well, the title games this year had some incredible title game performances as well. Which one was best? In the college football championship game, Tua Tagovailoa, after not attempting more than 11 passes in a single game, which came against arch rival to the Crimson Tide, Mercer, Tua comes off the bench to start the second half against Georgia. He throws for 166 yards on 14-24 passing, three touchdowns, including the championship winner on 2nd and 26. Super Bowl 52, Nick Foles. He was MVP, beating the Pats by throwing for 373 yards, three touchdowns, and caught the Philly's touchdown special touchdown play. NBA Finals, there was Kevin Durant, who for the second straight year led the Warriors to an NBA title, averaging 29-11-8. And in the World Series, Steve Pierce won World Series honors as the Red Sox took down the evil, rotten, no good, horrible, bad Dodgers in 5. Pierce hit 333, three home runs, 8 RBI, and only one other hit that wasn't a homer. So who had the best performance in a championship game or finals? Tua Tagovailoa, Nick Foles, Kevin Durant, or Pierce?
I'm going with Foles. He outgunned the GOAT, brought that city the title, and he played awesome. Nick Foles!
All right, there were some big performances that all came in some big games as well, but which was the best game of 2018? There was the Rose Bowl between Georgia and Oklahoma. And when you think of the 2018 playoff, like, you're going to think of Alabama, Georgia. But I think the better game was the Rose Bowl between Oklahoma and Georgia. Georgia came roaring back from down 31-14. They scored 14 points in the third and fourth quarters. Nick Chubb and Sony Michel rushed for 145 and 181 yards, respectively. Baker Mayfield caught a touchdown pass, threw for 287 yards, all before Sony Michel had a 27-yard game-winning touchdown in double OT so that Georgia could win 54-48. Just down the road at the L.A. Coliseum, the Chiefs-Rams on Monday Night Football, 105 points, 1,001 yards, 7 turnovers, 3 defensive touchdowns. Both quarterbacks had 400 passing yards, 10 passing touchdowns, and it was the death of defense. The U.S. Women's Hockey Gold Medal game between the USA and Canada. That's right, the Olympics happened this year. They took a U.S. had a 2-1 lead going into the third. Canada tied it up, and then Maddie Rooney in goal comes up big for the U.S. before Jocelyn Lamoureux Davidson won it with a beauty of a deke for Team USA. Super Bowl 52, as we talked about, was an incredible game. World Series Game 3, the unplanned doubleheader, 7 hours and 20 minutes of an 8-inning game before Max Muncy hit a leadoff walk-off home run, or NCAA Tournament Round 1. UMBC takes down number 1 Virginia.
Ooh.
Game of the year, Rose Bowl, Rams Chiefs, the gold medal hockey game, Super Bowl 52, World Series Game 3. Or the NCAA tournament upset of the decade.
You know what the problem is? That's an historic game, but it was a terrible game. They kind of rolled them. It wasn't even that close. Super Bowl 52, good comeback. The Rose Bowl, like you said, Georgia-Oklahoma was fantastic. Game three, it's still going on in a parallel universe. But that Rams-Chiefs game, I mean, everybody was up for a national semifinal. But that Rams-Chiefs game, we thought would be a decent game, 34-30. The fact that it ended up 54-51, it's one of the greatest NFL games ever. I'm going to go with that one.
Which title-winning team was the best? The Eagles, they started the season 13-3, lost Carson Wentz, replace him with Nick Foles. They got a perfect run in the playoffs, duh, against Atlanta, Minnesota, and the Pats. The Capitals, Ovi gets his cup, goes on the drinking bender to end all betters. He had 87 points in the regular season. Conn Smythe winner, 27 points in 24 playoff games. The Golden State Warriors, people forget they had to win Game 7 on the road against the Rockets, and they did that. Kevin Durant's second season with the Warriors, back-to-back titles. Oh, yeah, they had Steph, Draymond, and Clay. Or the Boston Red Sox won 108 games, the most ever that the Red Sox has won. They only lost three games all postseason long, taking out the Yankees in four, and then the Astros and Dodgers in five. The best team of 2018 goes to Philly, Washington, Golden State, or Boston.
Of all the questions you've asked, this is the easiest. It's the Bo Sox. Wow. They were a freaking machine.
Look at you.
I said it all season long. Winning 108 games in that division with the Yankees. Toronto was good. They buried everybody in their path in the playoffs, and it was no contest. Greatest Boston Red Sox team ever. Best team of 2018.
Plenty of individual performances as well, so we'll take a look at them. James Harden of the Houston Rockets, on January 30th, he scored 60 with a triple-double of 60, 10, and 11. It was the highest game score and the highest point total of 2018 so far. Derrick Henry against the Titans on Thursday night, rushed for 238, averaged 14 a carry, had the 99-yard touchdown run where he went past 14 different Jaguars to get into the end zone, and had four touchdowns in that game. Sean Manaea for the Oakland A's threw a no-hitter against the future world champion Red Sox on 108 pitches. Oh, very fitting. Struck out 10, a game score of 95, two walks, faced three batters over the minimum. Or John Schuster of Team USA Curling. After years of struggling, Team USA did the thing, won gold, and millions of Americans learned about the best game on ice. Who had the best individual performance of 18? Harden, Henry, Manaea, or Team USA Curling?
I think I'm down.
There's a right answer.
I think I'm down to Harden and Henry. But 200-plus yards, a 99-yard run, four touchdowns. I think I'm going Derek Hank. And that's a wrap.